Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast with Robbie. That's the Paper Towel Improv Podcast with me, your modest host, the Prince Prov, the man from Punkle. Now, normally, I have some guests on today, and that's true, but today I am going to be improvising by myself because it's our solo improv episode. All of my guests are going to be... Woo is right, because all of my guests are going to be doing improv by themselves. We're going to send out some monologues and some scenes. First, I'm going to introduce my guests. Today is our first episode featuring all guests from outside of the United States. Hailing from the great nation of Canada, we've got Demi and Deb.
Woo! Glad to be here. Glad to talk
to you too. We got Demi Dupree and Deb Spears.
Woo! Yeah.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, doing well.
I am glad to hear it. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
My pleasure.
We decided to do this podcast because I just took a month off from doing the show and I wanted to bring it back, and I thought this would be a fun way to do it because with these people, I just took a class with Blind Tiger Comedy in Vancouver on doing solo improv. I mean, improv by yourself. So we thought, what a better way to bring the podcast back than to try out that skill in audio form. So we're going to try out some of that. We're each going to do a different solo improv format and see how they work in audio. It's going to be super cool. For starters, I'm going to welcome Demi. Hi, Demi.
Hey.
You want to tell us about the format you're going to do today?
Sure. So I'm going to do a scene with two different characters, both played by myself.
Awesome. Both by yourself. That's so cool. What kind of suggestion do you want for that?
Can I get a location?
Yes, your location is Starbucks.
Starbucks. Perfect. Soy latte with caramel dressing on top. Your order is up. Double flat mocha with extra whip. Your order is up. Plain whipped cream. Your order is up.
Excuse me. I ordered a all milk froth salty caramel mocha, and all you have given me in this here container is ice.
Let me see your cup, sir. Dad? You can't keep coming to my work and getting free drinks. This is Grandma's mug. Come on, Dad.
You keep giving us away, Betty. If you just went with the plan and pretended not to know me, I could be getting a free drink right now.
Dad, my boss said if you came in again, he was gonna fire me, okay? Oh my God, he's gonna see you. He's just in the back on his break right now. You gotta get out of here, Dad.
That little guy with the big nose, you think he's gonna fire you when I'm around here?
Well. If it isn't Betty's dad. Betty, you're fired. Sir, you're hired. That's right, get in here. You're taking over.
What a roller coaster of emotions.
Whoa.
Thank you very much, Demi. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back for some more solo improv. Woo. Welcome back to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, special solo improv edition. We're going to move on with some more solo improv. This time it's going to be me. That's right. I'm going to do some solo improv for you. I'm going to be doing a monologue as though I'm at an audition. I'm going to be talking to both the auditioners and doing my monologue. For this monologue, can I please get a suggestion of a title of a play?
The Carpet That Never Was Clean.
The Carpet That Never Was Clean. Thank you very much, Demi. Hi, I'm here to audition for The Carpet That Never Was Clean. My name is not important. The only thing that's important is how amazing this play is. Let me begin. I sat on the carpet, and as soon as I sat, I noticed the stain. I grabbed my sponge out of my pocket. Yes, that's right, I carry a sponge in my pocket. How dare you question it? And I started to rub my sponge against the stain, but I noticed that the stain didn't come out. I grabbed my second sponge out of my pocket. Yes, that's right, I carry two sponges in my pocket. Pardon me. I have to make a comment on the structure of this play because, might I say, that it's quite repetitive in a way that I find most brilliant. I've read many works of scripture, and might I just say that this one belittles them all. This might be the most brilliant work of fiction ever written. I digress. Let me return to the monologue. I withdrew the second sponge from my pocket and began to scrub at the stain. But alas, there was no change. The rest of the carpet had a very rustic, red aesthetic to it. But this stain ruined all of that with the color orange. And as I scrubbed at the color orange with both sponges, it would not come out. I knew that I had no choice but to reach in my pocket and grab not my third sponge, as I only carried two, but the OxyClean. Pardon me. I must digress for a second and make another comment. You might notice that this character and I, we just seem to be so in tune, and I believe it's because I actually carry two sponges and some OxyClean in my pocket. I truly believe it's kismet that I came in and did this audition today. I mean, isn't it incredible? I digress. I'll return to play. I withdrew the OxyClean from my pocket and stared at the stain intently. I knew what I had to do. I emptied the entire jar of OxyClean, and I began to scrub with both sponges. I felt my life flash before my eyes. This was way more than a recommended dose of OxyClean. No one is supposed to use the entire bottle on one carpet. But still, the stain prevailed. And with my dying breath, I cursed the stain. That was the most beautiful death scene you've ever read. You truly are the greatest theater company who has ever existed. Thank you. Scene.
Woo!
I think that might have been the first time I've ever died on this show. Yeah, I've died at some point. So cool. We're going to take a quick break and come back with a final segment of some solo improv for you. Woo! We'll be right back. Hey everyone, I'm here to tell you about one of the top 15 short story podcasts from 2020, and that is After Dinner Conversations.
you can listen to lively conversations about the morals and values of decisions made in What If short stories across different genres. Topics are going to include the nature of truth, reality, sentience, goodness, and all that kind of high concept stuff that I like to think you might get on this show. I'm just joking, but if you do like that kind of stuff, then you will get it on After Dinner Conversations, so go check them out.
Hi, everybody. We're back, and we've got another solo piece for you. And this one's going to be from Deb Sears. Hi, Deb. How are you doing today? I already asked you that. Never mind. I keep getting the beginning of the
Still
show.
Great. This is what
I'm glad. This is what happens when you take a month break from podcasting. You can't remember the beginning of the show and the middle of the show. Are you ready for some improv, Deb?
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. What kind of improv are you going to do for us?
Well, this is a solo scene, and I don't know if there's an official name for it, but basically I'll be speaking to a very specific group of people, and so that's going to be my ask for. I need from you guys sort of a specific group of people that I'll be addressing.
Like clowns.
A group of clowns.
Yeah.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you so much. Moxie, I really love what you're doing. This is such a good bit for you. I'm so excited to see it in the show. Now, guys, we only have like a 4-day window here. We've got to get this show into shape. I think Moxie's very much ready. And I love that fuchsia hair she's got going. I think that really works for the Moxie character. So well done, Moxie. Very, very good. Oh, Buster, that huge green bow tie is really amazing. I'm loving that totally. The only thing is, I'm a little concerned that it's going to be getting in your way when you're doing the tumbles on stage, right? So let's work on that this rehearsal. Let's focus on that, okay? Great. Okay, good. So now we just have to deal with Juicy. We are so excited to see your character, Juicy. We just want to know what Juicy's going to do out there. And you've got all this energy that you put out, Juicy. So exciting. So we just need to ramp that up and go for it. And that's going to really pull the show together, I think, Juicy. You are definitely. The only thing is, I think the glasses have to go. So think about that, okay? And I'm going to talk to Kringle here. Kringle, your elf thing is just so cute. We love it. We absolutely love it. And bringing the Christmas theme in, even though we're in the middle of summer, is totally cool. We love that. But let's just see if we can even ramp up the Christmas even more and for you to be singing as you come on stage for your bit. I think that's what we need to do. And then when we all gather together for the grand finale at the end, we need to just bring it home. And that's what we'll do, Kringle. We will bring it home with a Christmas carol that you'll lead us in. Oh, I'm so excited. This is just great, guys. We got 4 days. Let's go for it.
Soon.
Woo!
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you, Deb.
What's that?
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, thanks for coming on today, Demi and Deb. This was a really fun way to bring the podcast back. Demi, do you have anything you want to plug?
Thanks for having me. That was super fun. And also my cat room, Hilda, says hi. I'm sorry you can't all see her, but she's adorable.
Yeah, she is adorable.
We can see her.
Demi, did you have anything you wanted to talk?
Just thank you so much. It's great to have another opportunity to exercise the skills we were just working on in our class together. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank
awesome. You. Cool. Thanks for coming on, and I hope you all have a great day, and I will see you guys next week on the Paper Towel Improv Podcast. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.